Education in the Renaissance. In the Renaissance period, between 1500 and 1650, people became interested in higher education. They wanted to learn the ancient languages such as Greek and Latin, and study mathematics, science, and philosophy. Many universities were founded during the 16th century. University education was a privilege of the rich. Girls were not allowed to attend, and poor people could not afford to go. A member of a wealthy family could attend university at the age of 10. He might study at various universities, and since the teaching was all done in Latin, it did not matter in which country he studied. It was not unusual for a young boy to study 1 year in Italy and another in France without speaking either French or Italian. It was possible in the 16th century to complete university without learning how to read or write. Since books were handwritten, there were not enough to give one to each student. Often, only the teacher had a book. He would read to the students, who would memorize what he said. Tests were oral, not written. In fact, many students finished school without ever writing a word. For the not-so-wealthy, grammar schools were established in towns. They learned basic grammar and mathematics and took part in Bible study. At home, girls learned sewing, cooking, dancing, and the basics of taking care of a household. Poor children never attended school. The Renaissance was a time when scholars did not simply accept what they were told. They conducted scientific experiments in search of answers to the mysteries of the universe. Copernicus calculated that the earth revolved around the sun, but was afraid to publish his works for fear that the church, who believed in an earth-centered universe, would punish him. Galileo later supported this theory. The watch, the telescope, and the submarine were some inventions of this period.